following the initial shock of the HIV outbreak in Scott County. Health officials and community members began reaching out to drug addicts to try and lead them toward recovery. The state approved a clean needle exchange in the county, and that program's mobile unit, a roaming SUV carrying health workers in front and thousands of needles in back, has become an important tool for building trust with addicts. One woman, the county's public health nurse, has been leading that effort more than anyone else. And as WFYI's Jake Harper reports in this installment of our series, Getting Right, she also found her calling close to home.
Heading out into the field, Brittany Combs is a little angry and in a hurry. Some days, she just drives around, looking for people who might need clean needles. Other days, like today, she has a mission.
I should be going to get Jessica right now, because I'm supposed to get, I told her I'd be there a little after 3. Well, that's not gonna happen.
Jessica is a drug addict, a young mother who wants to go to rehab, but she wasn't home when the treatment facility called. With a long list of people waiting to get in, she missed her chance.
They said if she can do her intake form, she'd be put back on the list.
But Brittany's plan to pick Jessica up and take her to the community center is delayed. First, she has to do an HIV test on the other side of town. But she can't find the house. Brittany finally pulls into a driveway where a woman is standing to ask for directions. The woman starts inside.
Hello!
She's ignoring me.
This is what happens when the vehicle you drive says needle exchange in bold letters. Sometimes people run to you, sometimes they run away. Brittany finally finds the house and heads inside with some other health workers. She emerges a few minutes later and drives back to the other side of town to find Jessica. Brittany is Scott County's public health nurse, and she's been running the needle exchange since April. But like a lot of people in town, she was skeptical at first. How could giving syringes to drug users possibly help the problem? But she looked into it and found that access to clean needles reduces the spread of disease. Even better, it helps connect users with addiction treatment.
I mean, just yesterday, two guys told me that they were going to rehab, and I swear, when they first started the program, I thought there's no way they will ever get off drugs.
Brittany grew up in Scott County. When she was in school, her teachers used to tell her she would make a good nurse, but she didn't listen. After high school, she studied occupational therapy, but she hated it and dropped out and worked at a veterinary clinic. Then, finally, she went back to school for nursing.
So, when I did my community health rotation, I absolutely fell in love with it, and I was like, this is amazing.
Brittany became the county's public health nurse 6 years ago. She knew about the drug problem, large numbers of people abusing prescription painkillers, but she didn't see it a lot in her work until the HIV outbreak hit. Now, dealing with drug use and its consequences is one of the main things she does.
I know that I will be dealing with, you know, HIV in one aspect or another the rest of my career. So I know it's going to be, you know, that kind of seems overwhelming sometimes because it's not anything I would ever have to deal with before. But, you know, this is public health. This is what we do. We adapt and we learn as we go.
Brittany pulls up to Jessica's house. She lives with her mother in a seemingly endless supply of dogs and cats. But her car is gone, and her mom tells Brittany she's not home. So Brittany leaves to try and find her on another side of town. Since the outbreak was discovered, Brittany's job has become a lot more demanding. It's exhausting, and it sometimes keeps her from things she would rather be doing.
My son had a ball game last night, and I got to go there for about 20 minutes. And then I had to come back to the health board meeting.
The demands on her time and energy, Brittany says she can handle those. The hardest part is seeing all the people who refuse help.
Like this one prostitute that I keep seeing, she frustrates me because she doesn't want to change. She doesn't want help. Like, I wish you would let me help you. It's frustrating.
So do you just keep on her?
You just keep on her every time you see her. Every time you see her.
Stopped at an intersection, Brittany recognizes a car from a distance.
There she is. Jessica. She's got her hood on, her hood up. That's not a good sign. That means they're hiding from me. Just
kidding. Brittany follows, trying to catch her before she makes it to the main road, but Jessica is too far ahead. She turns to head south, and Brittany follows again. Luckily, Jessica stops at the Dairy Queen, a few hundred yards away.
Hey, girlfriend! I was supposed to come pick you up, remember?
Jessica says she forgot, and that she'll go to the community center after she gets ice cream for her son. It's hard to tell if she's lying. She might just want Brittany to stop following her. But if Jessica doesn't go, Brittany will track her down again, just like she did today. because despite the frustrations and the long hours, helping this community is just something she wants to do.
I really, truly, before all this started, was feeling a very strong calling to do mission work and like go overseas. I was thinking about going overseas. Well, then like our preacher gave this really good sermon on doing mission work and how you need to do mission work here before you do mission work overseas. And then all this broke. So I feel like I am doing mission work. And I don't have that calling to go to, you know, Africa or wherever anymore. You don't have to. You can do mission work right here in your own backyard.